Okay, this is... May I ask you a question?
Of course.
Okay. What's more important to you in your life right now, better health or better wealth? Pick one.
At this point, it's better wealth.
Better wealth. Okay. So the first question here is, you've got... I asked you about health or wealth, and you picked... Which one?
I picked wealth. From
wealth, because you've been working on health. Let me ask you another question, okay?
Okay.
What is your simple, duplicatable system of building unique energy?
I don't have one.
Don't have one. Okay.
You know, I've looked
Would you like to have one?
Yeah, I've looked at the Pathfinders, you know, and I've got that, and I've gone through the Pathfinder 1-3 times.
Good,
and
good. Would you like simpler?
Yeah.
Something duplicatable? Okay. And I asked you about health and wealth, right?
Yep.
And you answered right now, wealth.
Right.
Okay. Next question is, if you could pick between extra money, a lot of extra money in your life, or a lot of extra free time, which would you pick, extra money or extra free time?
I would say that I would have to pick, that's a hard question. I want free time.
Free time. Okay. That's okay. That's a good answer. That's fine. It's a very valuable thing. I mean, a lot of Americans are thinking that way today. If you ask them, they kind of are choosing toward time, too. Because they're making their money, but they're giving their life to making their money. You know how many times.
Yeah, and that's...
The last question is, if you could... If things were to change in your life from the way they are right now, I mean, really change for the better, what 1, 2, and 3 things would you want to change right now?
I would
specific things.
Specific things. I would want to be able to have time with my wife.
Okay.
Instead of working opposite shifts, I would want to have the ability to pay for what we need and a few nice things that we want.
Okay.
And I want to be with my family.
Okay, so time with your wife and extra money so that you don't get the money issue off your back.
Yeah.
And then time with your family to enjoy your family, your extended family.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that includes even my Nikan family.
Would you kind of categorize them as your most important life dreams right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a plan to get those dreams? You don't have a plan right now.
No.
Okay, so you don't have a plan B. Okay. I'm acting as a recruiter with the largest healthcare company in Japan, and I have a plan for you to get that to happen. Okay. It may not be what you choose, but it may be what you'd like. What I'm doing is I'm acting as a recruiter, and I'm right now needing sub-recruiters to help me. Okay. And that's what I want you to consider doing. And what our company is doing is we're spreading a concept called wellness homes throughout America. Homes that give life to people and help people stay alive in their homes. And how we can start this whole process between you and I is take a wellness home tour. And before you take the tour, you need to know the company I represent is one of the richest companies in the world. Fastest growing company ever in the business history of Japan. And a company that reached $1 billion in sales faster. And McDonald's did from 0 to 1 billion. Okay, so it's a very successful company. But our next step is a wellness home tour. Okay, so all we got to do is figure out when you can come over to the house to take the tour. Now I'll explain the rebate program, how the company's going to pay you for being a good recruiter. And oh, by the way, the work that you're going to do is what I just did. Your job will be to ask the questions that I just asked you to find people who are looking to change their life. That is all you will be doing. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a simple, duplicatable system to build your unique business. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Now, I ask you the most important question in network marketing history, but do you know what question it was that I asked you? It was the most important question in network marketing history.
What I want.
It actually wasn't. It was before that question. I said, may I ask you a question? That question, as minor as it is, is the most important question, because it gets you into a conversation question, puts you in the questioning position, the other person's in the answering position, and you have gotten permission of the other person to ask you a probing question or a deeper personal question. They've already said it's okay. But if you never ask that question, you'll stay on a superficial basis with all these people in this world, and you'll stay an executive. So the grand change that's going to happen in your life from this moment on is that you'll clearly see your wellness home tour is the main thing you're targeting toward, and how you're going to get it is starting out with, may I ask you a question? And then the three questions I ask after that, the questions of health and wealth, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Health and wealth, time or money, and then name three things you'd really like to change right now in your life. What I did was pull your dreams up to the tabletop, let you look at them, let you own them, let you feel them. Didn't I?
Yeah.
It was personal, wasn't it?
Right.
And how many people have loved you enough to ask you those questions? Very, very few, if any, ever in
yeah.
your lifetime.
Right.
So that's what a good recruiter does, and that's what you'll do. That's how you'll change from being an executive to being a sponsor of people and a leader. You'll really be a good recruiter that way. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
So then what I'd do tonight, before you go to bed, is I'd practice this with some of these people here. Just practice it with them. Just walk up to somebody and say, hey, I don't know you, but may I ask you a question? And say, right now in your life, what's more important to you, more wealth, or better health? Mm-hmm. And just practice, okay? Because you'd want to memorize the questions, you want to practice them, okay? And then when you do your wellness home tour, try your best not to do that tour alone. Try to do it with another Nikon distributor, preferably an upline that knows what they're doing.
Right.
But two people talking to one is an 80% success in Nikon. One talking to one is a 20% success. If you gave a tour alone, it would give a 20% success, 1 out of 5. If you gave a tour with an upline who is successful and excited about Nikon, chances are 80% that person's going to make a positive decision. Okay. In my website, jimdragon.com, I'm going to be putting a list of these questions that I just asked you. I'm going to be putting also a wellness home tour guide for people just to think, what do I do in the kitchen? What do I do in the living room? What do I do in the bedroom? See what I'm saying? The bathroom.
Right, right.
And then when I get back to the dining room table to wrap it up, what questions do I ask? What do I explain at the table? So that'll help you, and it'll help anybody you know.
Cool. Yeah, that's awesome. That's why I came.
Well, our meeting was fortuitous.
Thank you, Chuck, for saying hi.
Chuck's a good long, good
Chuck,
Christian friend.
Chuck is 4 above me.
Is he? Really? Wow. So, are you aware of how many people above you are Nikon millionaires?
Yeah, 9 out of 10.
Wow.
I've got from myself to a person that's not active that I know of, and then I've got all Presidents Club members from there. So I've got Greg Rooney to Ann Rooney to Chuck.
Good. Ann Rooney is the first line to you or Greg? Who sponsored who? Ann or Greg? Greg sponsored Ann, didn't he?
No, other way around.
Other way around.
Yeah,
okay.
Ann sponsored Greg.
Okay, great. Well, I would use that a lot if I were you, the concept that you're working with 9 millionaires with this company, a group of 9. The concept of a group of 9 millionaires, multimillionaires.
Yeah, and I mentor with Chuck 3 to 4 times a week. But that question hasn't come up. That technique hasn't come up, and I, you know...
But that helps you. You really are better because of that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Good. I mean,
my car action took some of this. Uh-huh. I was never great at the English language. Grew up on a farm, and from the time I was 7 years old, I'd rather drive a tractor than write paper.
What are your strengths, Steve?
And my strengths are just loving people.
Good.
and caring about people.
You're good. Your heart's good.
Okay. Heart's good.
Okay, that's real important. So then lead with your strength. Lead with your heart. Love the people. If you make a list of people, love the list before you call the list. To call the list, you got to love the list first. And call them and remember.
Okay, what do you mean love the list?
Love the list. These people, let's say you make a list of 10 people. The odds are 75% of those people, 7 or 8 of those people, have physical pain right now.
Right.
Okay, so you love that. You know what that's like. You had it. Your wife's had it. You know what it's like. So love the list. Love them enough to call them and say, this is my story, okay? And I have to tell you this story. I know you. You've been to my home before, but you need to know what I'm affiliated with, okay? And we're doing wellness home tours, okay? We're doing wellness home tours. So may I ask you some questions? And you go ahead into the questions right then, you know? And then you ask them right now, what's more important, health or wealth? And if they say health, say, please tell me, what are you thinking? Why'd you say that? They say, well, because I have chronic degenerative disc in my back, and I'm in pain all the time. I can't sleep. Wow. That's awful. Would you be excited to know that this company is great at solving that problem? Once you see the sleep system that causes the body to recover from that, you'll be amazed. I have a demonstration that within 15 minutes, you'll feel better when you come here. Okay? So, you see, you ask the question.
Just the question and the benefit. Yeah. Question and the benefit.
Right. So, if they say, well, you could say, tell me about that. Has money been painful to you? Has the lack of money been painful? What's going on in your life right now, okay? If they say, well, why are you asking? You say, well, because I am a recruiter now for one of the richest companies in the world, a large Japanese health and wellness company. And it's a company that's making an average of $1 million a month. Amazing. And so if finances is a problem, and I need to know that. I need to know if you're tired of it and you're willing to fight for it, because I have a plan B for you, okay? And then you go ahead and ask them questions. What's more important to you, time or money? And they say, well, money, you know, and then they go on to the next question. Okay, if you were to change three things in your life, what one, two, or three things would you really like to see change? Name them, one, two, or three things. Next step, come to the wellness home. I'll tour the wellness home, you'll understand, I'll explain the rebates to you, and then you'll understand how the wellness industry is going to take care of your financial future for you. It's going to bring your wealth that you need. It's also going to improve your health that you know you need. It's all a perfect fit for you. Okay? So, is it going to be Tuesday or Thursday? Okay? Afternoon or evening? So, that's how you'll change, Steve. That's how you'll change. You'll become the master asker instead of the seller teller.
Okay? And that's what I've done, is sold and run people away. And that's why I love Michael Oliver's stuff so much.
Well, good. Michael's a master at it. But maybe I've simplified it even more for you.
You have.
Okay.
Yeah, because you've given me some questions. I don't have to create the question. To be able to give an owner's presentation, I had to develop lists for myself so I could know what my key, the picture, what to say.
Seemed artificial to you? It seemed like not you?
No, I couldn't remember.
Honestly, your memory.
My memory was just struggled, but, you know, and been on the lifestyle program, my memory's way better than it was 6 months ago, and I dropped 30 pounds,
good.
And life is better.
Good.
So now I'm better.
But do you understand what I'm doing? I'm cutting to the chase. I'm cutting right down to the level that a person's at right then and there by asking pointed questions.
Right.
All you have to do is ask the number one question in network marketing history, and that's, may I ask you a question? Or may I ask you a personal question? That's where your difference is going to lie. as long as you know where you're headed with the next question.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Steve. Hi, Bethany.